He and his cabinet would remove anyone who tried to obstruct what he deemed pro-people policies.
The people demand a clean government, a true government, one that works properly. So I want to uphold that. Interests are only for the nation, the people, no other interests. I will get rid of those who do not want to work truly for the people.
Previously, Prabowo said in his speech that he had given sufficient time and warnings to all ministers and state officials over the past approximately 100 days. He had issued warnings to those unwilling to follow the direction of his government's policies. Prabowo also reminded them to remain loyal to the state and the people. The Indonesian government has firmly rejected any attempts to forcibly relocate Palestinians or alter the demographic composition of occupied Palestinian territories. This was stated by the spokesperson for Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Indonesian government considers such actions a major obstacle to the realization of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state.
Indonesia dengan tegas menolak segala upaya untuk secara paksa merelokasi.
Indonesia strongly rejects any attempt to forcibly displace Palestinian or alter the demographic composition of the occupied Palestinian territory. Such action will obstruct the realization of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine as envisioned by the two-state solution based on 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Furthermore, Indonesia has urged the international community to ensure respect for international law, particularly the Palestinian people's right to self-determination and their fundamental right to return to their homeland. Rolian Shah emphasized that the only viable path to lasting peace in the region is by addressing the root causes of the conflict. Indonesian Tourism Ministry Widianti Putri Wardana revealed, based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics in 2024, the total number of tourist visits reached 13.74 million visits, an increase of around 18% compared to 2023. Likewise, the number of domestic tourist trips reached 1,021.56 million trips, an increase of 22% compared to 2023. This was conveyed by Widianti at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. Based on this positive achievement, Widianti is optimistic that the development of the tourism sector can continue and contribute to the national gross domestic product.
So, I want to convey here to my colleagues, I'm optimistic that the development of the tourism sector can continue and further encourage the contribution of the tourism sector to the development of the national gross domestic product, or GDP.
Widianti also said that Indonesia's tourism sector also had a positive impact on employment, namely an increase in the tourism workforce in 2025 by 2.5% compared to 2023. Widianti further said, based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics, the number of tourism workers in 2025 was recorded at 25.01 million people, while in 2023, it was recorded at 24.41 million people. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government will launch the free health checkup program on February 10, 2025, It was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin after reporting to President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that the President has decided the launch date for the program that will be implemented at Community Health Center or Puskesmas and clinics that collaborate with Health Social Security Agency.
Jadi tadi rapat mengenai update beliau mengenai program.
So we have a meeting on the update of the free health checkup program. The President has decided later on February 10th it can be implemented at the community health centers and also clinics. He wanted to observe the program personally at one of health centers like Last Free Nutritious Meal Program.
Di salah satu puskesmas.
Budi Gunadi explained that the program is designed to cover the entire population of Indonesia from newborns to the elderly. However, this free health checkup program will be carried out in stages with a mechanism that is adjusted based on age group. For children under 6 years old and above school age, the screening will be carried out on their birthday dates with tolerance period of 1 month. Meanwhile, for free health checkup program, the examination will be carried out when they enter school. The free health checkup service includes a number of examinations. It also includes cancer screenings for the age group over 40 years, with a focus on breast and cervical cancer for women and lung and colorectal cancer for men. Bali will host an international naval exercise, the Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo MNEK 2025, which will take place on February 15 to 22, 2025. The naval exercise is a non-war military exercise organized by the Indonesian Navy and involves friendly countries to strengthen maritime cooperation. This exercise will involve 58 countries with 34 foreign warships and 18 Republic of Indonesia warships. The commander of the Denpasar Bali Indonesian Navy Base, Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma said in Denpasar Bali Wednesday, MNEK is a form of Indonesian maritime diplomacy in maintaining regional and global stability. He said MNEK 2025 will include various activities including an international maritime security symposium, which invites representatives of navies from various countries to discuss political stability and maritime security at the regional and global levels.
TNI-AL ini memiliki tugas salah satunya adalah
the Indonesian Navy has one of its tasks, which is diplomacy, supporting Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. We are not going to any block and trying to embrace everything. So in this multilateral naval exercise commando activity, one of those purposes is to maintain regional stability.
Menjaga stabilitas regional.
The multilateral naval exercise commando MNEK is held every 2 years between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. This exercise involves various activities such as field maneuvers, experience exchange forums, bilateral meeting, defense exhibition and cultural activities. The fifth MNEK is scheduled to take place in Bali on February 15 to 22, 2025. Indonesia continues its commitment to addressing climate change despite the United States withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. Minister of Environment Hani Faisal Nurofik said this was in line with President Prabowo Subianto's speech at the G20 forum in Brazil, which stated that he would address food shortage in 3 years, food self-sufficiency in 4 years, and contribute to global efforts to combat hunger in 5 years. In hearing with Commissions 12 of the Indonesian House of Representatives on Wednesday in Jakarta, Hani stated that in Indonesia, will also continue its efforts to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals related to steps to reduce climate temperatures, to save the earth, and achieve renewable energy through biodiesel and geothermal.
Sehingga kemudian pada saat dikontribusi dengan
President Trump decided to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, we remain committed to holding on what President Prabowo states officially at the G20 in Brazil. Earlier, President of the United States of America Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Paris Agreement at the end of January, shortly after he was inaugurated as the 47th president. The U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Agreement was carried out when the executive order was signed on January 20, 2025. Now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on House approves the establishment of investment management agency to manage state-owned enterprises. I'm Dalat Pani. The plenary meeting of the Indonesian House of Representatives Tuesday officially approved the establishment of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency to manage state-owned enterprises through the revision of Law No. 19 of 2003 concerning state-owned enterprises. The draft law regarding this amendment has also been passed into law. State-owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir said that the law approved the establishment of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency. According to him, this institution was officially established and formed in order to consolidate the management of state-owned enterprises. The Investment Management Agency starts with optimizing state-owned enterprises' dividends, carrying out restructuring and investment, and collaborating with third parties to increase assets value. Chairman of Commission 6th of the House, Anggia Erma Rini, last Tuesday said that in discussing the issue, they received input from various groups such as academics, practitioners, and others. According to her, a strong legal basis and governance of state-owned enterprises are needed, especially since the old law is more than 22 years old. So it needs to be changed and to transfer today's challenges so that state-owned enterprises can improve in performance and contribute maximally to the national economy. State-owned enterprises which act as an extension of the state must be able to carry out the function of managing potential and natural resources for the prosperity of the people. Their important role as mandated by the Constitution encourage state-owned enterprises to transform into professional, efficient, and globally competitive business entities. With the establishment of the BPI, Nusantara Investment Management Agency, state-owned enterprises are expected to be able to contribute maximally to various government programs such as food security, energy, downstreaming, and other national strategic programs that will have an impact on economic growth and public welfare. Minister Erick Thohir also said that the transformation of state-owned enterprises to BPI Danantara oleh Minister Erick Thohir also said that the transformation of state-owned enterprises to BPI Danantara is currently a strategic step to realize Indonesia's vision towards a golden Indonesia 2045 through the synergy of the government, state-owned enterprises, and stakeholders. This is certainly in line with the 2025-2045 National Long-Term Development Plan and Asta Cita, the 8 missions of President Prabowo Subianto's government. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta, kenapa kau menatapku dengan manja? Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Hari pun semakin terasa berwarna. Dia segalanya. Bibirnya yang merah melunda, indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona, buatku kehilangan kata. Ku berjalan menuju arahnya, melihat dirinya yang istimewa. Setiap langkah ku menuju selamanya. Yeah. Wajahmu, senyummu, hanya tolongmu. Kamu, selainmu, memutuskan diriku. Lepaskan semua masalahmu, tinggalkan semua masalahmu. Berhenti, 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 berhenti kerotu. Tinggalkanku. Cinta, mengapa kau menatapku dengan manja? Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Oh, hari semakin terasa berwarna. Ia segalanya. Oh yeah. Bibirnya yang merah melunak, buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona, buatku kehilangan kata. Berjalan menuju arahnya. Setiap langkahku menuju selamanya. Wajahmu, senyummu, hanya tolong ibumu. Kamu, selainmu, memutuskan dirimu. Lepaskan semua masalahmu, tinggalkan semua masalahmu. Berhenti, 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 berhenti kerutu. Tidakkah ku.
Morning, baby, didn't mean to wake ya. Can't believe I just woke the stars and every creature. To be clear, you're my angel in disguise. Saw the beauty like the sun when it arises. Don't need no makeup, put your head down. Cause that beauty of yours make other girls frown. I wanna tell you that I love you, I need you, I want you, I'll cater for you, and I'm gonna be there when the sun is down. I'm not afraid.
pun tidak kau.
Of Indonesia.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia. And thank you for still staying tuned with us here in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And as I've mentioned earlier, of course, the weather here is so unpredictable. And definitely, if you are having a wonderful time, a great time with your family and also your loved one, or perhaps you are planning to have a holiday with your loved ones or your family, I think it will be much better if you prepare yourself with many kinds of things that you need, especially during this rainy season and also strong winds, okay? And definitely you can prepare and bring some umbrella, your raincoat, and don't forget your very thick jacket. Quite needed here, especially if you're staying in Jakarta or perhaps in another place in Indonesia. Well, our listener, I'm still going to be here, still giving you another information, also great music to listen. And before that, I will give you two wonderful songs to listen, and we'll also present to you an Indonesian wonder.
Listeners, today we would like to introduce you to Ogogan, a unique art from Tabanan region in Bali. Ogogan is a large wooden musical instrument resembling a giant bell. Used as a means of communication by communities in remote villages, a smaller version of this instrument called Keroncongan is often got placed on trees to scare off animals that damage coconut plants. And it also uses as a collar for livestock such as cows and buffalo. The name Ogogan comes from the sound it makes, clop, 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 which is how it got its name. Listeners, Ogogan is considered a sacred art form. It is performed when the community faces an outbreak of diseases, known locally as gerubu. Traditionally, to combat the illness, people would leave their homes and play percussion instruments like the can kantongan or slit drum, Ogogan, and tekan. Tabanan people believe that the sound produced by these instruments can drive away the source of disease affecting the community. Because of this, Ogogan is regarded as a sacred tradition. It is often performed during times of crisis such as crop failures or disease outbreaks. Ogogan is played by a group of people as they walk through the village. In addition to its religious significance, Ogogan is also performed during special events such as the Bali Arts Festival and is sometimes used to entertain guests who wish to experience traditional Balinese culture. During these performances, Ogogan is often accompanied by other Balinese local instruments such as the gong, kendang, tawa-tawa, and more, which enhance and complement its unique sound. And that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
Cause it's kinda bad and cruel, if you really like me too. Karena telah lama aku merasa ada sesuatu di hatiku. Untuk kamu, oh sayangku. cool. If you really like me too, can I do something like a message that I know? Apa Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu, dan YouTube kamu, kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart, kamu buat diriku selalu menunggu. Ku ingin selalu teriakkan kamu. If you really like me too, can I do something like a message that I know? Apa Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu, dan YouTube kamu, kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart. Takkan pernah ku siapkan memori bersama.
dunia gelaplah terlihat. Ku hentikan jalan ini karena bahagia menanti.
The weather will be in Indonesia this February. What are the factors? Deming Saipudin from BMKG told us in a recent dialogue.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah, actually currently in February, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April, and in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone developments remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as MGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
Thank you.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
Keren. Keren,
which means cool. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means, cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool. Tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
Keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipation to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
Keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means, Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague...
Farna Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is...
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We will say it two times slowly and please repeat after us.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool.
Kegiatan. Kegiatan.
Which means activity.
Besok. Besok.
Which means tomorrow.
Fall. Fall.
Which means vlog.
Menarik. Menarik.
Which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu. Bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo. Pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam. Menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa. Tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu. Alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression...
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool. Tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. Which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. other example. Let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren, keren,
which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Farna Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, listener. Today I'm going to talk about a song by Chrisye. Chrisye started his music career in the 1960s. Throughout his journey, he received many awards, including the BASF Award in 1993, the STTV Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007, and he was named the third best musician of all time by Rolling Stone Indonesia in 2011. He had many hit songs, and one of them is Untukku. This song is a part of the album Kala Cinta Menggoda, which was released in 1997. Untukku talks about love in all of its form, not only romance and moments of sadness, but also optimism and commitment to someone special. It expresses deep belief in a relationship and unwavering loyalty. And now, let's listen to Chrisye with Untukku.
Makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pastinya kan ku nanti, meski ketuju samudra, hatiku kan menunggu, karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berbincang, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di mana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku Tujuh saudara, hatiku kan menunggu,
Indonesia.
Thank you.
thank you very much for staying tuned here in Indonesia Today. In Indonesia Today, I will be right back with you again next week with another information and also great music to listen. More interesting and more happy, of course. Look at this all of you signing off and have a great day and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. And don't forget, you can contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_official, and our TikTok account VOI_official, and of course our email address voilisteners@gmail.com. And you can contact us to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Luca signing out, and have a great day, and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. Bye.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。 本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、新闻和娱乐，您能每天通过短波频率 33255千赫 和4755千赫。 本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin的流媒体直播 以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民乡世界，听众朋友您好，我农夫祝你身体健康。在今天的一个小时的华语节目，我想为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的消息。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的印度尼西亚歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的魅力，是给你们播放相关印度尼西亚的 Persona Indonesia。 最后是为您播放印度尼西亚地方歌曲。各位听众朋友，接下来请各位收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。 印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo Subianto 强调， 他决心建立一个没有腐败的廉洁政府。国家元首强调，他和他的内阁将对任何试图阻扰亲民政治的人采取坚定行动。 2025年2月5日星期三，Prabowo Subianto 在 Istora Senayan 参加伊斯兰教十联合会纳德杜乌拉玛成立102周年纪念活动时发表讲话时解释说，他的政府决心建立一个没有贪污和腐败的政府。布拉沃总统还向那些不愿遵循其政府全面政策的国家官员和政府官员发出警告。总统表示，他已经给予全体工作人员民主的时间和警告。布拉沃苏比安多还重申，他的政府了解存在的各种挑战，并且不会急迫面对试图阻碍变革的势力。国家元首还保证他的政府将积极专注于其主要任务，即为印度尼西亚人民和国家的利益而努力。印度尼西亚外交部长苏吉诺强调，印度尼西亚将积极积极参与联合国维和行动，这符合1945年宪法，也符合印度尼西亚总统普拉波苏比安多政府的政治方向。2025年2月4日，苏吉诺在西加瓦省猫武市印度尼西亚国民军维和